You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host DN Lax. Thank you for joining us. This is the week that is the most joyous time of the year, a time when we celebrate and share love, and most importantly, the true reason for the season. Whether it's the beginning or ending of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Legacy with Give Love on Christmas Day, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Friends This is Dr. Jatun, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Snow may or may not fall. Checks may not come with the bonus. Loved ones may not even call. Don't let it matter at all. Now's your time to live. Now's your time to give. Such a happy season to give again. Such a happy season to give. Think what to give beyond dollars. Encourage somebody you know. Give from the value you hold. Spread love all around. Light up the whole town. Such a happy season to give again. Such a happy season to give, my friend. Give and with cheer. Give.
To Brand New Day with Emily Blue. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. St. Matthew 2:7-12 says, "Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they opened the treasures they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. My pastor this morning during online service gave a timely message entitled, Give to the Giver. It is the inspiration for this week. As we approach 2021 and reflect on all that has transpired this year, 2020, I want to encourage you to give to the giver. Give yourself to him by rededicating and renewing your life as a believer. Give your purpose to him so it can blossom and flourish. The Herods that attempt to destroy will not succeed. You will live and be victorious. This is our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We know you are going to continue to enjoy this month's theme, The Joy of Giving. 2 Corinthians 2:7 says, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. I want to invite you to log on to our social media platforms at Brand New Day Emily and post a video sharing what warms your heart about giving, or give a shout out to someone who has joyfully given unto you. The number again is 563-999-3456. But first, here's Go Tell It on the Mountain by Fred Hammond, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
The shepherd found Jesus. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is Brand New Day.
Reach Brand New Day with Emily Blue, our Renewed Heart segment. The gift of salvation. The year 2020 has been one of the most memorable years of our lifetime. Some of us have experienced grief, fear, sadness, anger, happiness, all while trying to maintain our joy in the Lord. I remember when the shutdown began and how I used to tear up every time I went to the store because I couldn't believe we had to wear masks like we did. Last night, I went to a store and things haven't changed. I teared up thinking, wow, we have to shop in a mask. While our year was definitely different, our God has not changed. And I pray your love for him has grown. I saw a shirt last night that said, 2020 made us stronger. But I'm the first one to admit I was weakened in 2020. But I found strength in the Lord. I pray that you know God in spirit and in truth, that this year you grew stronger in him and took advantage of those nights you cried, those days you felt overwhelmed, and those times you didn't know what bad, sad, or crazy thing would happen next, to cry out, Lord, I need you now. I know that some of us are looking forward to 2021, hoping we will see better. But before we move into a new year, let's consider this scripture, 1 Peter 4:7-11. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. God gave you the gift of salvation through Christ our Savior. Why don't you give yourself to him as a gift for his sacrifice made? That's our Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. And as we celebrate the joy of giving, Deanne and I, we're so excited to just be a blessing to you each and every Sunday. We know that this year has not been the easiest of years, but we want you to make sure that you are still in a spirit of giving. It's not about the amount, not about what you give, but it is about the thought. So whatever you have to give, whatever you're able to give, do it with a cheerful heart. During this week, if you're off or if you have time, make sure to volunteer your time and your talent or your resources so that people can have the things that they need. I know there There are many organizations that are collecting coats and toiletries and masks, all kinds of things that we need for COVID and beyond COVID. So make sure that you do those things that you need to do so that we can make sure that we are protecting ourselves during this time. And let's be selfless and not selfish. That is joy in giving. Deanne, anything you would like to admonish before we get started with our up-and-coming interview with our listening audience?
I just want you all to, everybody to enjoy themselves as much as possible. It's been a pretty tough year, but we're here in a celebratory season, and I pray to God that each and every one of us can find something to be grateful for during this season.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we are so excited because we have an incredible guest with us on this evening, just doing some wonderful things to help others transition and move forward. Our first guest is speaker, grief counselor, transitional life coach, and author. Let's welcome Dr. Tanya Cunningham to the Brand New Day family. Good evening, Dr. Cunningham.
Well, hello, Miss Emily and Deanne.
Hi.
We're so glad to have you join us this evening. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to each of you. Thank you so much for the invite. I'm honored to be here on your platform tonight.
Thank you so much. We're happy to have you to be an extended family member of Brand New Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that we kind of went over some of the things that you do, but we would love for you to tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, sure. Well, hello, everybody. Again, my name is Dr. Tanya Cunningham, and I am known as the Grief Doctor. Why? Because I help grieving and hurting individuals. I help them transition from loss to life, from pain to purpose, and to recognize that there is life after loss. It's just a different life. And I do that by way of settings such as this on tonight, by conducting seminars, workshops, by coaching, by one-on-one counseling, and writing books. So as a grief counselor, transitional life coach, and an author, again, I help people really try to transform one day at a time, and that just encourages me to help people transform one life at a time.
Awesome, awesome. And
so Miss Tanya, I have a question. Would you say that grief is the most difficult feeling we experience as human beings?
Yes, Ms. Deanne, I would, especially for, I would say, for us as believers, because a lot of times we haven't quite understood grief, and we have sometimes thought it was, if we have grief, it means that we have less faith, and we're not exercising the faith that God has given us. So it's difficult a lot of times because we really don't understand it and know what it is, but it is certainly universal, and absolutely everybody experiences it.
Yes. So Dr. Tanya, so how would you say we should handle discussions of grief, especially right now as it pertains to everything we're going through with COVID-19 and just what our children may be hearing on the television or from parents? I know we recently experienced some issues in our family where we're in mourning right now. And kids are at home doing virtual school, and so that's a process within itself. And so just speaking all in as young children, like, what do you suggest, how do we deal with our children?
A great question, Deanne. The first thing I would suggest is really to acknowledge it. One of the things that I can appreciate about this time that we're in, even though it's a tough time and a tough situation, but it's also been a moment when this global pandemic has brought grief awareness to the forefront, to where we can no longer ignore it. We have to deal with that elephant in the room. So my main suggestion and the first suggestion is to address the issue, to sit down and talk about it. I've gotten many messages via inbox, text, email, because people are feeling, this is what they'll say, I'm feeling some type of way, but they don't know what it is, and it's actually grief. Now, when it comes to our children, I encourage people to include your children in the grief process or in your crisis when someone has died. And from ages, I would say 7, the experts would say from 7 and up, because they're mm-hmm. able to kind of understand loss at that point. But children mm-hmm. are more resilient than we are as adults. So, again, include them and basically talk to them about it from your perspective. Because if you don't, the world will teach them. And it may be something that you really don't want them to learn.
That is something. And I think, you know, because I have a 7 and a 10-year-old, and I think that in a normal situation, like grief is a conversation that that we've been able to kind of discuss. But this year, it just seems like everything has been so overwhelming. And so I just know a lot of parents are probably, you know, struggling with just how to have those difficult conversations with their children. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Absolutely. So you, Dr. Cunningham, you're an author, and I just wanted to ask, I have a couple more questions. One of the questions, tell us about your latest book that you have out, because we want our listening audience to grab hold to valuable and meaningful materials as they navigate through that process. Deanne and I are, you know, well acquainted with that. Both of us lost our mother. Mm-hmm. She lost her mother several years ago, and it's been almost 3 for me.
Wow. Well, definitely my continued condolences to you both, and you definitely can understand what we're talking about grief. I listened to your broadcast previously, and again, I love the segments that you have in there where you're talking about it, especially during this time. And this new project is the sequel to my first book. This book is called Grief Work is Essential, Not Optional. Let the Healing Continue. And it's a memoir of overcoming grief, depression, and rejection. So it's about my life, but the goal is for the reader to see their life story and to really understand how loss has impacted their lives. So what I help people do is to identify grief, because it is. It is a part of our everyday life. We just don't talk about it, or we just don't recognize that it is. So the book, again, is about, it deals with misconceptions about grief only being about death when it's not. It's about loss. And just Deanne, like you said, the children are going through grief. Pastors are missing the members of their church. I mean, grief is experienced through loss of employment, loss of your health, loss of your house. So that's what this book is about, to help you really dig deeper into your healing process. And it is essential. If indeed you plan to live a healthy life, you must do your grief work.
Yes, as I take a deep sigh, I'm trying to do my best, Dr. Cunningham, to do my grief work. No, I just take it moment by moment, minute by minute,
absolutely,
second by second, day by day.
Absolutely.
And we may
it's
have
a process.
To call offline. I have to call.
Believe me, I'm open. I am open to do that. All of us have to do it. Our grief work, I've had to do it. And believe it or not, this book was birthed in the pandemic. So it came from the pressure of that, having to go deeper in my healing. And so you guys can definitely get it from the website, drtanyacunningham.com. Or if you're local in town, you can inbox me via Facebook or Instagram, and we can meet, and I can give it to you personally.
Yes, I would have to get a signed copy. So I would definitely entertain that in a socially distant fashion. I hate this sign.
Absolutely.
But I'm gonna
right.
be selfless and not selfish.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And you're also known, we've talked about grief and you being a grief counselor, as being the grief doctor. How would you encourage grieving during this holiday season? Because general grief to me is different than the holiday season. It's like an extra heaviness that mm-hmm. kind of comes upon individuals depending on, you know, who you are.
Right.
So,
you're exactly right. Some people call it the holiday blues. So even if you're not even dealing with grief, people who are alone go through the holiday blues. So in reality, it's like a triple effect impact that we're experiencing. You have the holidays, you have the pandemic and grief in itself. So you have all of those, which kind of complicates the situation, and it moves people into complicated grief. So my encouragement to you in the holiday season is to take some action. First thing, acknowledge it. Acknowledge where you are. If you're feeling sad, feel sad. Give yourself permission to do that wherever you are in the spectrum. And then once you do that, start creating your new normal. Create your new normal. Because, again, the life that you had prior to your loss, unfortunately, is no longer. So you have to create that new normal. And then key is to take time for yourself. Take time for yourself. And then lastly, the S, as it relates to acts, moving into action, is to seek help and set boundaries. To seek help and set boundaries during this holiday season. And those are three things that I think that can kind of help you on the process of healing.
Awesome. Dr. Cunningham, we are so grateful that you joined us this evening. Thank you so very much. So where can our listeners reach out to you online as well as social media?
Great. You can reach me on Facebook, Dr. Tanya Cunningham, as well as Instagram and LinkedIn, Dr. Tanya Cunningham. And the website, again, is Dr. Tanya Cunningham. Everything is that. And thank you so much for this opportunity to come on. You guys keep doing the great work. And I'm glad to be on here with the phenomenal Dr. Faith Oliver Robinson.
We're so glad to have you. You are going to be definitely a family member. We'll be calling on you because I know we'll be needing you. So thank you so very much. And happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. And I pray that God would do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think in this next year.
Thank you. Blessings to you all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax right here on We Talk Radio. We are so excited. Christmas is just 5 days away, and nothing is more heartwarming than giving. The more you give of yourself, the more you find yourself. And we have another fabulous guest who is the CEO and founder of Dr. Faith Global, LLC, certified chaplain, life coach, international speaker, and author, and there's so many other amazing things that my butterfly sister does. Let's welcome Dr. Faith Oliver Robertson to the Brand New Day family. Good evening, Dr. Faith.
How are you?
I am awesome. It's so good to hear your voice.
Likewise. Hello, Deanne. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. Thank you for asking. And I'm so excited to join you beautiful ladies. This is just a wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much for the invitation.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
So I'm going to pretend like I don't know you, okay?
Okay.
this is really hard. So tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself, because I left out a lot of stuff about you.
Well, as you know, I do. I wear many, many hats, and actually I love each and every one of them. I am just retiring from private practice of 20 years as an oral and maxillofacial surgeon, which was one of the scariest but most rewarding decisions that I have ever made. People ask, why did you leave, you know, such a lucrative career to do what you're doing now? And my answer is simply, God said, go. So, and what is my go? Where am I going to? It's ministry. And people, basically, that's my ministry. Just serving, giving. So I love this topic, and I'm also moving into different avenues of public speaking and writing. And as you know, I'm in school to be an esthetician, so going from oral surgery to esthetician school, I mean, I never stop becoming. So I do. I wear many hats as a wife, as a mother, and that's a lot. That's a lot. So that's in a nutshell of who I am and what I do.
All right. Deanne?
Actually, I have a question.
Okay, Deanne.
Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Can y'all? Okay. So, actually, this is probably a question for all of us, even our producer. What did you want to be when you were a little girl, and do you feel like you are living up to that?
I knew early on that I would go into some type of healthcare. I am by nature a caretaker. It just comes natural to me. My older brother was my mentor, and I absolutely admired his tenacity. And he was a dentist. And my mother wanted me to follow in his footsteps, so that's exactly what I did. And I absolutely loved it. Saw that I had an affinity to surgery. So I furthered my career. I went on and did a 4-year residency at Howard University Hospital, and that led to a beautiful 20-year tenure in oral surgery in private practice, where I was able to serve my community, serve my colleagues, provide wonderful patient care. It was just a wonderful journey for me that I did not think that I was going to end it when I did. But, yes, I do feel like that I finished that leg of my journey, absolutely. But life is so wonderful that we get the opportunity to shift. So I don't want any of your listeners or anybody who's paying attention to what we're talking about tonight to feel boxed in when it comes to setting life goals, because we are so gifted. God has put so much into each and every one of us, and you may not think it's a big deal. I love doing eyebrows. My mother taught me how to arch eyebrows when I was 12. So that's something I'm still doing today. So absolutely, you can definitely make a shift in life.
So, and I know there are many people out here who contemplate shifting their careers, even during a global pandemic. So the ministry part of what attracts, especially when you go from, you say definitely helping people and then including eyebrows in that. How can someone who is studying to be an esthetician and she becomes one, actually I have a friend who's doing that right now who just achieved her license. If you, how can you find ministry work there? Like, in what ways can you inspire and motivate and do God's work in, you know, in helping other people in that way? What are some
absolutely
tips you have?
That is a great question. Anytime that you are in any field where you physically touch someone or you are within an intimate space with them, like, you know, 12 inches, 18 inches from their person, then you have the capability to minister to them just through touch, just through your transfer of your energy, transfer of your spirit. You can speak over them. You know, I silently pray over clients when they're laying there. They're in a very vulnerable position. They trust you. And sometimes you can just feel that they need to relax or they may be stressed out. And that's ministry going forth. And then you can make a difference in their personal appearance. So when they get up and their skin is glowing and they feel better, you have just changed their life. You've changed their day. And that causes a domino effect, because that person goes home. They're in a better mood. They treat their family better. They treat their spouse better. And so it's like I said, it becomes a snowball. So that's where ministry starts. Something small like a facial can change a whole family if you think about it.
I love it. Yeah.
Awesome. So, Dr. Say, you have...
Yes, love.
You have an awesome book called Speaking by Faith, 30 declarations designed to help overcome negative emotions. And you have a new book that's coming out in the next few months called My Father Calls Me Butterfly, What It Means to Live in Complete Intimacy with Your Heavenly Father. I want you to just tell us a little bit about both of those books. And, you know, I know the other one is coming out soon, and we'll make sure that we promote that coming that book coming out. But tell us about that book a little bit, and then tell us where we can purchase it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The first book is Speaking by Faith, 30 Declarations Designed to Help You Overcome Negative Emotions. That was a project that I did because we can tend to be our worst enemies, and we don't know the power of the words that come out of our mouths when we're speaking over ourselves, our situations, our families. So that negativity, we wonder if you keep saying, I'll never lose weight, I'll never lose weight, or I'll always be broke on payday, why are you shocked that you're always broke on payday? You just spoke that over your life. Because we definitely have that power to speak life or death. So this book is designed and it's written in a way that it's very easy to grasp. I have given this book to teenagers, and I have given this book to senior citizens and everyone in between, because it touches everyone. So that is the first book that came out, Speaking by Faith. And I want to, Emily, you can tell me how to get this to you. I want to send you 5 copies so that you can get it to your listeners. And you guys decide how you're going to disperse it, but I want to donate those to your station, and you can get those to the first 5 people that do something. I don't know. You can decide how to do it, but I want to get that, get that in somebody's hands because it's going to bless them. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's absolutely my pleasure. That's what it was written for. That's exactly what it was written for it to go out and do the work.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the
second book,
Emily, that you mentioned, it is not in print as of yet, but it is called My Father Calls Me Butterfly. And as you know, you're my butterfly sister. I have such an affinity for butterflies, and my spiritual mother nicknamed me Butterfly. Well, what that means is that you can get to a place in God where you and God are so close that he refers to you by your nickname. Now, you know, everybody doesn't know your nickname. Everybody doesn't know that childhood name that you grew up with. They have to have history with you. They have to have had encounters with you. So when you and God are in a place like that, then that's complete intimacy. And that's a whole nother level. But I'm very candid in this book. I talk about a lot of the storms and the trials that I've gone through in hopes that it will bless somebody and encourage them to keep going and keep cultivating that relationship with God.
Awesome. We definitely will promote that book when it comes out. We're looking forward to reading it.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing it with our listeners as well.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, yes, please, Emily, please let me know how to get those copies to you so that I can, you know, get them to you ASAP and somebody can get it in their hands before the end of the year so we can change what we're seeing because we're changing what we're saying.
What a blessing.
Awesome. Yes, ma'am, we'll do. And my last question to you is every Monday I tune in to Mindset Monday via Facebook or Instagram. With that in mind, what words of encouragement do you have for our listening audience?
Wow. There's so much that we need right now. I love the title of your topic tonight, The Joy of Giving, because this pandemic has put a blanket of discouragement over us as a people. And we think that we can't give to each other anymore because of loss of finances or loss of jobs or loss of income. But there are ways that we can give to each other just by praying for one another, speaking kind words to one another, showing up for one another, supporting one another. Those are ways that we can just give and encourage and undergird. Because when I tell you, nobody escaped 2020 without some bruises. Nobody. So we are all in need of love and compassion We need to be patient with one another, because everybody is going through their go-through and trying to come out of their go-through the best way that they know how. So I'm just speaking love and compassion, and let it just reverberate throughout your listening audience. That is what we need, and that is my prayer.
Thank you so much. Dr. Faith, we are so glad you joined us this evening. It was a pleasure and an honor, and I want you to know that you are always welcomed here on Brand New Day. Where can our listeners reach out to you online as well as social media?
Oh, awesome, and thank you again for the invitation. I just love you. I love everything that you're doing. It's just, I just love you. Just, you're my butterfly sister. So thank you again for the invitation. They can connect with me on Facebook or Instagram. I have two pages, Faces by Dr. Faith, that's my makeup and eyebrows, and then the Speaking by Faith. And those are the same handles on both of those Facebook and Instagram channels. And also they can go to my website, drfaithglobal.com, drfaithglobal.com, and they can also access either one of those websites from that one page. So we're trying to streamline everything and make it very convenient for people to keep up with everything that I'm doing. So Dr. Faith Global, you can go to the Faces page, you can go to the Speaking page, just from that one landing page.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much again, Dr. Faith. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season. And again, you're always welcome here at Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lack.
Thank you so much, Deanne and Emily. I appreciate you both. And you both have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Thank you. Okay, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you
so much. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. We thank Dr. Faith Oliver Robertson for being here on this evening, just dropping those pearls of wisdom and knowledge to us on this evening. Here's Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers with I Can Hear the Angels.
This is just a little care.
Peace.
Right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I ran across a website, www.livepurposefullynow.com, and it had some amazing articles. But one of the ones that I ran across that I thought was really thought-provoking was 11 Smart Strategies for a Joyful, Successful Life or Living. I would like to share a few of those strategies tonight with you. Free yourself. Life and people are always changing, and the more you try to control, the more they control you. If you want to have peace and harmony in your life, you must set yourself free. Stop allowing the people and experiences in your life to control the way you feel. Let go of regret. What you've learned is more important than the mistakes or poor choices you've made. We all have another chance to do it better, to make sure we learn from the choices and experiences of today. We have tomorrow. Leave regrets behind. Laugh at the things you got wrong and celebrate the life ahead. Take ownership. The easy way through life is to look around to see who we can blame for our misfortune or bad luck. Take ownership for your life. It doesn't belong to anyone else. Are you able to see your contribution in the experiences you have? Life continually reflects back to us. our thoughts about our relationships, our jobs, our abilities. No blame, no shame, simply ownership of your part in your life. Release judgment. Allow others to respond to life in their own way. Give them the space to be themselves and be sure to give yourself the same gift. Appreciate that life is a privilege. And when you come across others who respond to situations entirely different than you, do not make them wrong. Do not criticize. Empathize with their perspective on life. And it might be a difficult path that they're willing to walk away now. Become unstoppable. It's easy to sit idly back and let time slip through your fingers. After all, isn't it that bad? Generally, it's pretty easy to waste our time. And before too long, we've managed to convince ourselves that this is the very best that we can be, the very best that we can do. Not true. Today, be fierce. Be strong. Don't let second guesses or doubts damper your enthusiasm or passion for life. Step out of your regular lifestyle. Eventually, that comfort zone, that complacency that we all experience leads to unhappiness, boredom, and frustration. And last but not least, listen and speak from the heart. The best people aren't afraid to speak from their heart. Sometimes what we need isn't someone to put things right, isn't someone with a quick fix, but someone who listens with patience and speaks with kindness. Real personal power comes from putting a voice to your heart and soul. Wherever you go, make sure you're following your heart. It often knows the best route. That's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. And it's time for the Fearless Family segment.
Hey, y'all. So, just did it. Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Oh, goodness, technology. Yes, the topic is Just Did It. So I recently bought my son a shirt that says Just Did It, a spin on the Nike slogan, Just Do It. Parents, school year is officially over or close to it. Can you believe what you just did? Can you believe that you parented through a pandemic? That you've been the consistent teacher and parent all throughout the day with absolutely no break time? Can you believe you worked jobs and held it down for your family? Only by the grace of God, right? Exactly. His grace has been so sufficient right now. His mercy has allowed us to be flexible when we keep together. His endurance of going when we wanted to throw in the towel. Strength held us up when we were weak at night. Mamas and daddies and grannies and aunties and uncles and teachers, you did it. I just want to commend you on a job well done and not giving up on your family, not giving up on yourself, and most importantly, not giving up on God. We are reminded of Isaiah 40:29 through 31. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Even our babies got tired. Some struggled and persevered throughout this year. The emotions were high and the work was a challenge. But we worked through it and now we are here. Take rest this holiday break. Reflect on all that God has done and praise Him for it. Give thanks. No one knows what tomorrow will look like. But one thing we know for sure is that if we choose Christ and accept his gift of salvation, as James 1:12 tells us, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. So you make sure tonight to tell your children, with the help of God, we just did it. Merry Christmas, everyone. I love you. That's our Fearless Family Segment.
Thank you, Deanne. We just did it. We just did it.
Yes. Yes. Now, great.
We have almost just done a complete year back on full time. God is so good. God is so kind. So faithful.
He is.
And we're just so blessed to be here and thankful to our listening audience and to our We Talk Radio family. We thank you for supporting.
Yes.
Make sure you support all of our shows throughout the week. This week we are going to be celebrating with our families and friends, but you can definitely rejoin us when we come back off of our break. Now, we appreciate you supporting because we can't do this without you supporting
Definitely.
Us. So thank you for your continual support. Thank
Definitely.
You so much.
And you pray for these technical issues that we have everywhere. In my
I think
house,
their phones,
just,
yes,
that
phones,
is everywhere.
Everything.
I tell
yes,
you
so.
What, the enemy is busy with that because I'm telling you, even this week, I don't know how many times my kids' calls got dropped, but I'm like, you know what? Lord, you give us strength to endure this, okay? So you all pray for us in this next season as we try to become more technologically savvy because this is the era that we're going into. So, Lord, just pray, y'all, that this technology.
Lord, increase the bandwidth. Lord, increase
yes, Lord,
the
please. Help us out. Help this country out because we need some help with this bandwidth. That's something they ain't talking about in the White House.
That's for another time and for another
yes,
show.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Again, we're happy that you joined us tonight, and we are so blessed to get prepared to celebrate Christmas and New Year's, and we have something special for you guys, even though we won't be physically on. We have a special edition that we'll be posting, so we want you to tune into that next Sunday if you're hanging out with your family and friends. It won't be live, but it'll definitely be airable, and you can listen to it. So we appreciate if you do just that on the 27th, and we would love to continue to hear from us. Come on, post on our Facebook pages, We Talk Radio, Brand New Day Emily, Rearing Royalty. Tell us what you are enjoying about our shows, all of our shows on We Talk Radio Network, and tell us at Brand New Day what you would like for us to do in the next season. We've got some ideas already for 2020, but we want your input as well. Hit us up on our social media platforms, and we will be most grateful for you to do that. And make sure you follow us. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Brand New Day Emily, Rearing Royalty, and our station, We Talk Radio. If you have questions or comments, send them to eblue@wetalkradio.com. And make sure when you post to social media, keep the conversation going by telling us what gives you joy and how you plan to give joy to others, especially during this holiday season, during these unprecedented times. So let's recap. Our fresh start segment was Give to the Giver. Our renewed heart segment was The Gift of Salvation. Our Live Smart segment was Smart Strategies for Joyful, Successful Living. And our Fearless Family segment was Just Did It. We just did it. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you and give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you for this time and this season. God, it didn't feel good this year, but we know this year has to be a Romans 8 and 28 time where all things work together for good to them who love God and for them who are called according to his purpose. God, we pray for every family. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless every home during this holiday season. Thank you for giving the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness. Thank you, Lord God, for meeting every need for every family, Lord God. We denounce lack. We denounce sadness and frustration, oh God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us during this journey, oh God, that we can be the better for our coming. We love you, we glorify you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We would like to leave you with the inspirational quote from Winston S. Churchill. We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Deanne and I wish you a beautiful and blessed Christmas. Remember the reason for the season. Here's Whitney Houston, one of my favorites, and I'm sure Deanne loves this song as well, featuring Georgia Mass Choir from one of my favorite movies, The Preacher's Wife, Joy to the World.
Now, y'all go on Rearing Royalty Instagram and look for this dance I'm about to post that my girls did last year to this.
Joy to the World.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Sing.
Everybody sing.
Oh,
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.